The things that really stand out, and a lot of these things have been mentioned already, and I guess I would like to reiterate, I think one of the most powerful things about his life is that he was really the living embodiment of these teachings and of what this golden kind of rather daunting image of the Buddha we see up here, that's to some of us, it's a statue. To some of us, it's a religious, spiritual, inspiring kind of symbol. To some, it's maybe idolatry and this kind of idol worship, depending on kind of what kind of exposure we've had to Buddhism. But in a person like Ajahn Chah, we have this kind of living, breathing embodiment of these teachings. And one of the expressions I remember Ajahn Sumedho using is like, breathing life into the teachings. And one of the things that I think he would do so well is to breathe this life into the teachings. And he didn't breathe it in by being something extraordinary or unusual or mysterious, but by being very human, by being very present, by being very available. And in that, one was put at ease in his presence. I was very blessed and fortunate to accompany him in 1979 on his second trip to the UK and his first trip to this country, and turned out to be his only trip to this country. And one of the monks, when I was going to leave, and I was quite excited about this trip and being honored to go with him, that, and a bit concerned about what it would be like coming back to the West and visiting and being exposed to many things that I grew up with. And one of the things Ajahn Chah always used to say about us, that the Western monks, he said, well, I think most of you, if your hometown or village was as near as Bangkok, probably most of you would have left. And so I think there was something about having a fairly long journey between us and home, and a lot of other factors that helped us to stay. So anyway, this monk said to me, well, when you go on this journey, he says, you're not going to have a lot to worry about. He says, it's because it's kind of like taking the church with you. And I kind of thought about that, and I said, yeah, he's right. I just kind of like, it's almost like being kind of swept along in the wake of his energy, of his incredible charisma and love and compassion and kindness.